And good morning, good morning, good morning. And once again, it's time for part two of our Community Connection. We have Chris Batchelder in here from RFS Bank, and we've got some money for folks to apply to use and get back to financial health.
That's it. Good morning, Tom. Yeah. So I have to, first of all, start off by giving credit to Governor Stitt and the representatives down in Oklahoma City at the state of Oklahoma who decided to take $100 million of the CARES Act funds, which were given to every state based on a formula they had on population and all that kind of stuff. And they took $100 million of that money and decided to allocate it for small business relief for businesses in the state of Oklahoma, which is to be applauded. And so the program is intended to provide grants. So this is different from the PPP program where the Paycheck Protection Program functioned as a loan that could be forgiven. This is a straight grant. And so this is just money that's given to businesses to allow them to get relief from the COVID outbreak for their payroll costs.
Now, what do we have to do? I understand we got to get our financial documents in order.
Yeah.
You got to, you know, something on that or what we need?
Yep. So the best place to start is by going to okcommerce.gov, okcommerce.gov. And that's the Department of Commerce website that has everything about the program outlined on there and walks businesses step by step in what to do. They'll go through their local financial institution to apply for these funds. And it looks a lot like what they gathered for the Paycheck Protection Program. They'll need to put together some payroll information. What the program does is provide 2 months of average payroll up to $25,000. Mm-hmm. So businesses will calculate their average monthly payroll and take two times that number, maxed out at $25,000, and they can either use their payroll average for all of 2019 or any months in 2019 where they had payroll, or January and February of 2020 before the outbreak in March. So they'll average that payroll number, multiply it by two, max it out at $25,000, and just provide documentation showing that that was, in fact, their payroll. There's payroll records, 941 reports. They can talk to their bank or look on the okcommerce.gov website for how to document that. And then fill out the application, submit all that to their financial institution, and the financial institution will upload it through a portal that has been opened only to the banks, credit unions, and preferred lenders, and upload that information. And then the awards will be made starting on July 17th. So they have until July 10th to apply, although the money is running out quickly. So I would advise borrowers to go ahead and get those applications in ASAP. You know, it's only $100 million as compared to $100 billion that they did for PPP. So this money will run out quickly. And they have until July 10th to get those applications in.
Now, I was taking a look at the eligibility. I like this first one. First, must be located in Oklahoma.
That's it.
And number two, you can't be a publicly traded company.
That's right.
So and we're then, really looking at the heart and backbone of who employs who.
That's exactly right. And then there's several other restrictions. Again, I would encourage everyone to go to okcommerce.gov to take a look at the list. But, you know, you can't be a bar or club. You can't be a cannabis operation. There's a list of exclusions.
Lobbying firms. That's a good one.
Yeah. So they can just go out and look and see if their business is eligible. Yeah, it has to be a state of Oklahoma business, and obviously, and there's other qualifications, but really it's pretty broad.
Yeah, it is. And truly, like Chris said, just go to the website and download the information. It's right there. It's in plain English. It's not in lawyer speak, thank goodness.
No, it's very, very straightforward. And the application process, while it may look cumbersome, there's three separate documents that the business has to fill out. And they're, you know, the longest one is 11 pages, but that one just requires initials at the bottom of every page. So it's really a pretty easy process. And it's really pretty straightforward. And I think almost every business could benefit from this.
And you have this available through our best bank?
We do. And I want to point out, you know, once again, just like we did with PPP, pretty much every local financial institution is on the preferred financial institutions list with the state. And so you can go, local businesses can go visit any bank in Bartlesville and ask about this program. But the best thing to do is to go to okcommerce.gov, get everything printed off, get it all filled out, and then visit with the bank or credit union, because all they're going to do is point you there first, mm-hmm. because you have to go out and get the documents on your own.
All right. So be prepared. Ask a lot of questions. Do a lot of research. Make the appointment and get her done.
That's it. And get her done quickly, because, like I said, they did this in two tranches of $50 million, and the first $50 million was running out yesterday, so I think the full 100 will be gone within the next couple of days. So I think even though they made it open through July 10th, I think it'll run out quickly before then.
Yeah, let's get this done here in the next 48, folks.
And I love, you know, these programs that help keep our local businesses afloat. I think this is all really critical, and you can feel, you know, life starting to kind of return to normal from a business perspective, mm-hmm. and we need to do everything we can to make sure that everybody has all the tools at their disposal.
All right. I want to thank you very much for bringing us up to date on what's going on with this program. Valuable information. A little bit about our Vest Bank. How are things changing now through the COVID?
Sure. So we have two of our branches open. Well, really three. We've got our branch in Nowata open, mm-hmm. our Colonial branch south on 75, and our East Side branch on Adams Boulevard all open. And they've been heavily trafficked. So as you can imagine, people, you know, not being able to visit a bank lobby for several months have been eager to do that. And so we're doing so many things that all the other local financial institutions are doing to keep customers safe. We're cleaning after every customer. We're going through hourly deep cleaning processes. We've got plexiglass up at our teller lines and all the things that we're going to do to keep people safe. Masks are, you know, you can't say masks are required, but masks are advised, and we have those available. And so we're doing everything we can, as are our customers, to keep everyone in Bartlesville safe. And we'll, you know, have a phased continued reopening of the rest of our branches mm-hmm. down the line as the state kind of advises and permits. So, yeah, things are going great.
And by the way, congratulations on the numerous awards RVEST has been receiving from Forbes, J.D. Powers, and a few others, kind of racking them up.
Thank you. I appreciate you mentioning that. We have the best customers in the world, and we wouldn't win those without them and them, our customers going out of their way to vote on those things and send in good news stories about. It's a great company to work for. I'm very proud of being in Bartlesville and working for a place like RVEST. And so, yeah, it's just a pretty amazing culture, and that shows through how our customers feel.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you, Tom. I appreciate the chance to come in and keep everyone up to speed on ways they can seek help during this unprecedented time.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for being a part of this show today and, of course, getting this information out. Chris Batchelder, thank you.
You got it, buddy.
All right.